What's up? Welcome to another episode of Beyond the Gym Floor. Totally not what we planned to talk about today, but turned into a really good episode. So a lot of PTs at the moment have been talking to us about wanting to put on clients both face-to-face and online and needing to do it a little bit urgently. So we unpacked what strategies we would use if we had to put on five clients next week, for example. Then that sort of steamrolled into what we should be doing ongoing and how we make business decisions in terms of investment versus return and how things aren't always one-to-one, particularly in the online. Once you step out of that make phone call, get client kind of environment in the gym, if you want to go beyond that, a hard lesson to learn is that that just doesn't happen one-to-one anymore. So great episode, really valuable. Jess has just walked in the door, but she's not on today. So you have to stay and listen to the next episode that's going to be a secret release date.
Yeah, whenever
it, whenever it comes out.
Yeah.
All right. Don't forget, go check out the website, stcfit.com. Our Value Compass free resource is still on there. You can check out Standout PT, which is our signature upskilling program on all things personal training, business, hard skills, and just fucking community, hanging out with other PTs that want to be fucking awesome too. Check that out and enjoy the episode. Didn't know cordial was on the an option. Is that the secret menu?
I just saw it in the fridge and just decided to make my own.
Yeah, secret menu.
Selfishly.
I like it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Would have offered you one if I was a nice person, but I'm not.
Low in conscientiousness. Mm-hmm. Is that the...
It was more everything's situational. And at the time, it was just water. And then I made the decision to make it.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
Do you sometimes make food and then like sit down to eat and realize that you haven't even asked Steph?
Look.
If she would like anything, I do a lot.
I eat that often that most of the time I know she's not hungry.
Yeah.
So we don't really even have a conversation about it now. Mm. It's just at certain times of the day, I will ask her because I know it's like her feeding time.
Yeah.
If it's outside of those normal feeding times, like I was. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 3 a.m., 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Like she won't eat in those times.
Yeah. Okay.
Where if it's like midday.
Yeah.
Or like 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Or 6
you should ask
to 7.
That. Yeah.
That's her feeding times.
So we only eat together at dinner.
Same.
But we're in the house together all day.
Yeah.
So I'll often come out and just like make my own lunch or make like my own snack or whatever and then sit down and be like, oh, did you want some of this? She'd be like, yeah. Fuck.
We would never have that problem because her and I eat totally differently.
Yeah.
Never. Like even on the weekends, like we eat totally different lunch.
Yep.
Like even if we had a toasty, like it's a totally different flavor. Like everything's different.
So I don't know if this happens to you guys as well because I know Steph's palate is very similar. Do you ever get the wait staff give the meals backwards?
There's been a few times where Steph's ordered a meal that if you were the waiter, you would assume it's me.
Yeah.
It's mine.
Bro.
Yeah.
Every fucking time we go anywhere.
Yeah.
I get, we have to swap the plates.
The breakfast, because we eat out for breakfast probably the most.
Yeah, same.
Steph ordered, like has an order and it's never like on the menu. So it's always, you have to add it.
Build it, yeah.
So it's always like, scrambled eggs with like, bacon, feta, mushroom, something like hash browns, whatever. Mm-hmm. So it comes out massive because they've put the sides on. And then I get a meal off the menu, which is always notoriously smaller because they haven't just compartmentalized the meal.
Yeah.
So when the waiter drops it on the table, they're just looking at the size of the plates and looking at the size of the people. And then they just go, here you go. And then it's like, we just do the swap and they leave.
The most recent one we did, we got arancini balls and popcorn chicken. We didn't know that they both came with chips. So they came out in baskets with chips.
Oh, really?
Super cheap too.
That's an interesting combo. Like,
yeah, especially the arancini was a bit weird.
With chips.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to knock it. It sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah. And I got a acai bowl. So the waitress has come out like...
Yeah.
Of all... And Dad was there and Amy's parents were there. And it was like, of all the people on this table, there's... woman with child, clearly her mother. And it's like the acai bowl's going to one of the women.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like...
And it's probably going for the younger one.
I will have that, thanks. But all the time. Breakfast is the same because I'll get, like a either a bowl or a muesli or even like smashed avo or something is pretty standard for me. And she's like, bacon, add chorizo, everything. Yeah.
Steph orders a steak at dinner if it's not Italian.
Yeah.
So she'll just have the eye fillet.
Yeah.
It's the most consistent thing. It's like it's lean, it's tender.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
If someone fucked it up, they shouldn't be working as a chef.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so then when it comes out and I've ordered something, you know, kind of random or whatever, so they're always like, man, it's steak.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, nope. And usually, like, because Amy doesn't really eat vegetables, so whatever her selection is going to be is low veg, and I'm pushing more fruit, more veg, more whatever. So it's just like, oh, this is the salad really for the lady.
Gender stereotyping as they walk to the table.
Like, I'll have that, thanks.
How dare you assume that I was going to eat that meal?
Yeah.
But I'm also, oh, well, you won't get to eat half of your missus' meal, but
unlikely.
I do.
Unlikely.
Yeah, so I always get half anyway. So I'm like, that's not mine yet.
Yeah. Soon it will be mine.
That's it. Yeah. Love that.
How's biz looking? I know you had a upswing this week. I feel like we should talk about it because I know there's a bit of a whisper. Things are a bit quiet.
Just a little increase in. And it's funny, you know, we were talking about the referrals, like they're all referrals.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and then we were like, the guys were, having troubles, I guess, with bringing people into their businesses.
Yeah.
And the first question we asked was like, have you asked your current clients, if they had anyone that they were thinking, you know, that was interested in training or whatever? And the consensus was that they hadn't.
Mm.
And then, had four people come from the web.
Yeah.
They're like, you go work with this person. So it's just such a straightforward thing that people don't really think about.
Yep.
Granted, one of them was like a acute circumstantial situation, like I've got to take someone on last minute for a prep and stuff.
It's always fun.
It's actually a really cool challenge.
Yeah.
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 Because it's like,
I got the same with powerlifting.
I said to the,
it's not the same, but.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah. It's last minute. It's like, you know, but I just said to her, I'm like, look, we can give it a crack.
Yeah.
You know, like it comes to the right place.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. It's like, for me, the expectation is not, like I always hold myself to a high regard. So it's not like I'm going to go into this and just like not try.
Yeah.
But I just, I don't know, I just feel super excited about it. Where like all the other ones, like every decision's on me.
Yeah.
Like everything.
You've got an out for this one.
I'll never take it though.
Yeah.
I'll never take it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so just it's been a tough 6 weeks kind of coming into this,
And usually picks up earlier. Hey, like it's usually like early Feb.
I've been doing the thing, you know, we've had marketing campaigns going out, we've been present on social media, there's been calls to action, like there's been engagement with the community, like it's just sometimes, you know, that time. I think I signed 7 people up in like a week and a half last year or the year before. And then it's always like, it's funny because Steph's always like, what did you do? And I'm like, I'm like, it doesn't work like that. So even when I was saying to her, like, oh, things are a little bit slow, you know, she's like, well, what do you need to do? And I'm like, I'm doing it.
Yeah, the same thing I always do.
Yeah. But like in saying that, there's more aggressive tactics that you could adopt if you need them. Like we're saying to the guys at Q&A the other day, it's like, it just depends.
So let's go through that. So I'm probably going to start the process next week to then aim to put on clients from the week after.
Yep.
Back from paternity leave, Gold Coast will be done. It's like, okay, I've got time now that I can probably bring on some clients myself.
Yep. So are we going like, are we going to use long-term and acute strategies simultaneously, or are we going to start with like the most bang for buck?
Let's say like my goal is probably 3 to 5 in 6 weeks.
Yeah. So first place I would go is the current network that you have.
Yeah.
So every business should have like a referral kind of system going on, and your current members should have a really good understanding of what that referral system is, and there should be some form of benefit for them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, hey, you do this, you get this. You know, you guys can decide what that is. And then if you do a weekly newsletter, like it's probably the easiest place to like let your clients know. You don't have to let them know every week, but every couple of months you might have a couple of new people come on board. It's like, hey, you know, just letting you know, we have this referral bonus, and you know, you can take advantage of this by letting your friends know, etc. you'd be really surprised at just like how quickly that'll get, you know, some traction. Like, I was saying to you, you were there. But when I said to Kayla, like, think of like one person who just talks about you with just like utter admiration.
Yeah.
I'm like, they have 10 people that are going to at least listen to them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, imagine if you had 3, 4, 5, 6 of them.
Yeah.
Even if using that traffic light system. So it's like green is like the ones that are just like, do not have a bad word to say about you, totally bought into the brand, everything you're about, have gotten exceptional results. They're just going to talk about you so favorably. So if you let those people know, think about how they're going to speak to all of the people they know.
Yeah.
You know, so there's like...
We even had the discussion about the perception of busy.
Yeah.
Which is like the goal, right? You want to present on social media that you're killing it, that you've got heaps of clients, the clients that you do have are doing really well. Yeah. You don't want to be the desperate one.
Yeah, and you always look... I was saying this to Steph the other day. Everyone always looks better than they are.
Yeah.
Everyone always looks like they're killing it more than they are.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, the perception is that you can have with your current client base is that you're busy and you've got so much stuff on and they might actually be hesitant to send you something. Like one of my clients said to me, like, hey, man, I know you're not taking on any clients at the moment, but my mate wants to train with you. And I was like, well, this actually comes a great timing. And then I reflected and I was like, well, fuck, I should have let them know.
Yeah, they should know.
They should know when I'm putting people on, you know.
Yeah.
I let a few people know, but I didn't let everyone know and I should have let everyone know.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's actually good timing. You know, I had a couple of spots free. Like I actually had 2 or 3 spots available.
Not 30.
Well, yeah, just a couple, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said, it comes a good timing, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So there's an example of just like their process, their mindset towards like my life and, you know, how I am busy and they don't want to encroach on me by, you know, sending you a client. Like they literally think that way. So
yeah.
I think getting into their minds and just letting you know. And I know there's friction with the thought that if you ask your clients for business, like you don't have, like you're not busy.
You look unsuccessful. Yeah, yeah.
You kind of don't look like, you look unsuccessful. It's not like
that. Current clients don't care.
It's not like that at all.
Perception from the outside, if you seem desperate, if you always have 3 spots available.
Yeah, people see that. And if you're always asking.
But if you're a current client, they want to help you.
Absolutely.
And that, that's not a, not a thing.
Yeah. So your current clients are definitely the hottest kind of network to go with.
Yeah.
Second, very close is your old network of clients that you used to train. I don't, you never want to close the door. Like we always want to keep those channels of communication open. So you always want to be trying to keep that channel open, you know, so that you can sit there and be like, hey, how's it going? You know, how are you going with everything? Do you need help with any moment or like just whatever you do to engage that conversation? You would be amazed at the amount of people like Ben and I have said so many times where they say, I've been meaning to contact you.
Yeah.
So you've just like...
Remove the friction.
There's not enough for them to... you know, kind of go and make that first leap. Or sometimes they just don't feel comfortable, you know, like coming back, you know, they've left and...
Yeah. Or it's like just into contemplation.
Absolutely. And it's like, this comes at perfect timing.
It's like, I'm thinking I'm out of shape. I'm thinking I've been in better shape than this before. I'm thinking I'm not totally happy. And even whether they've actually thought to message you or not.
Yeah.
It's a really easy way. They see your name and they're like, yeah, you know what? It's probably the right time.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And then the lead in with that is like, oh, I've been meaning to message you. It's like, have you? But cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, it's just like, sweet, let's fucking go.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to like, I think the biggest friction there is like you don't want to sell to them.
No.
And half the time you don't need to. You're just like, hey, how are you?
Yeah, absolutely. You don't have to...
A lot of the time, you'll get some buy-in.
Yeah, you should always just... It should always be one of those like kind of check-ins of like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
You know, how's everything? How's the training going? Are you happy with your results? Like,
yeah.
You should never hit them with the like, hey, let's go do a session now straight away type thing.
I like the... So, with the ones that I worked for a long time with and had a good relationship with and everything went really well, I'm quite happy to be like, hey, when are you coming back?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Because you have that relationship.
Absolutely.
And then the ones that were like a bit fringe or a lot of the time for me, if I have drop-offs, it's like life got in the way somehow.
Yeah.
Then they weren't able to execute. If they lasted more than the 12 weeks, after that, something usually happens.
Yeah, agreed.
They can't be committed to their training. They're not checking in and just all just like sort of fell apart a little bit.
Yeah, agreed.
And it, like, I'm really honest with him. I'm just like, I feel like we didn't get a good run at it.
Yeah.
Okay. We just didn't get.
Yeah.
The ball just never got rolling.
Yeah.
There's spots. There's more here. Interested.
Yeah. Yeah, like, we can make this work. Yeah.
I'd like to try again.
Agreed.
But again, it's not salesy. It's not weird. Yeah. It's real. It's like any client that I've worked with that I've never, that we weren't able to really figure it out.
Yeah.
I'd love to work with them again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The next one from there would be getting like your current, like I even reckon you could probably go here first. And even just like having your current clients, like even pick up a few more sessions, like
I was
real good at that. Like I was so good at being able to upsell my current level clients when I was coaching them face to face, especially. You can't obviously like upsell like online coaching. You know, it's like, hey, do a call. Two online, let's do two check-ins a week, like let's do two programs, like. But yeah, if you're a face to face coach, like getting an extra session was easy, I think.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'd just be like, hey, I've got a spot free. Like, do you want that?
Yeah.
And then they would do it. And I'm like, hey, like, you know, this spot is available to you if you want it. It'd be great for us to do two sessions a week for a little while, work on this, work on that, work toward this holiday, whatever.
Yeah.
The amount of people that were like, you know what? That's a great idea.
I think if you're a face to face coach as well, it's important to understand the smallest amount of friction can derail something that could be a great outcome. So we use the clothing as an example all the time. So when we used to do merch runs, when we all had face-to-face clients, we used to walk in the door and say, Jace, we're doing clothing. What would you like?
Yeah.
And we would take the order and then just add it to their direct debit.
Yeah.
And we would sell 90% of our clients would buy clothing.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Substantial orders too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now it's online. We have well more clients.
Yeah.
We have well more podcast listeners. We have well more.
We have even more merch options.
People that say, I want. And then it's like on the story every 2 days for a fortnight. They get a message. They get a reminder. They get another reminder.
Order before
they
this
get
time.
An email.
We even order 3 days after the day that we say order.
And then you get fucking a week later. It's like, oh, do you have any jumpers? Like,
yeah,
last week, like when I messaged you and said,
yeah,
like, it's just literally clicking to go to the store is too much friction.
Mm.
So in that scenario, because I've had it work in the past where I'm like, hey, I've got 6:30 Monday nights just opened up. Does anyone want it?
Yeah.
In the group.
Mm.
Maybe you're left on radio silence, which is common in group chats.
Yeah.
When you go into the gym, it's like, oh, Jace, I posted about that 6:30 session. Like, I thought that might be something that you'd be keen in adding an extra session a week. I'm good for now. Sweet. Next client. Bang. Same question. It's like that session's going to get filled.
Agreed.
But I think most people would just post it in the group and go, oh, no one's interested.
Yeah, and just never talk about it ever again.
Yeah.
Or they'd be too scared to just ask them. It's like, you know, the likelihood of someone increasing the what they currently invest in you with your services is exponentially higher than bringing a new person in.
Correct.
Yeah. So
that's so much less work for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's how you communicate it.
Yeah.
And it's how much confidence you have with the delivery.
Yeah.
And if you go with the idea of like working with people, knowing that people would benefit from it.
Mm.
So you're not like, I was never just going like, I need this person to fill this slot. I don't care if they'll benefit from it or not.
Correct.
I was like, hey, like we can do legs, you know, I don't know about you. If I saw someone once a week, it was always legs.
Yeah.
So then if you had something else, you could never get it done.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, oh, this is a tremendous opportunity for us to like hit that leg day and work on this. And then we can spend this time like working on your upper body stuff. You've already spoken about how you need help with this, and this. Like,
yeah.
You know, you're showing them as a specialist, like, hey, this extra session is going to benefit you, right?
Yeah.
No different to if you're learning an instrument and you're like, hey, man, like one guitar lesson's not as good as two. Like,
yeah.
I thought
about that analogy like this week.
Yeah. I think
I remembered you using that analogy so much. I was like, yeah, we need to bring that back.
Yeah, well, that was always the like, well, if you do three sessions instead of one.
Yeah, I was, sales for the gym.
When you sell the personal training sessions, I'm always like, think about it like a guitar. If you don't know how to play it,
yeah,
you're going to learn how to play the guitar. So you're going to be learning how to do the gym exponentially faster. You're going to get exponentially faster results.
Yeah.
And then at some point, we can drop your sessions back. So you can always do it the inverse way.
Yeah,
it's funny. We're so happy to take away the sessions because it's an easier conversation with like less potential conflict.
Yeah,
but we're never able to, as specialists. I mean, you and I are now because we're confident. But most people just never confident enough to say, like, hey, shouldn't you, you should probably do that extra session I've got at 6:30. Like, let's check, let's have a crack at it.
Yeah. And even if you are nervous, you can just say, like, oh, let's do it for, like, we'll try for 8 weeks. If you don't like it, we'll
go. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because in the, like, the hit rate of them, they're not going to leave.
Yeah, yeah.
They might go back to one session in the same spot.
They're
you
never
going to
go, oh, I'm fucking done with this person. They
yeah, because you made me do two sessions a week. Like, fuck.
Yeah, even just saying, like, try it for a bit, see if you like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So they would be the most immediate ones. Obviously, like, if you're at a gym that can get access to a member base,
yeah,
hitting the phones, you know, and getting phone calls and speaking to the member base is, yep. is you know, I actually reckon you would do all of the things that I just said because they're just like yeah. easy messages, throwaway things that you can do straight away.
Yeah, that's done in the first day.
Agreed. It's done in the first hour, you yeah. know, and then it's like get that list if you can
yeah.
And get on the phones, you yeah. know. Speaking to people who like haven't been to the gym in a little bit, maybe it's their birthday, maybe there's some promo in the gym where they're giving away sessions for free.
Yeah.
Doing anything like that that the gym offers that allows you to participate in it in order to speak to people and to get in front of them. So it's yep. like, hey, you know, we're doing this for this month. You know, we want to offer you this. You know, when would you like to come in type thing? And then it's just like, sure, what's the goal? You know, what are they struggling with? Why have they not canceled their gym membership? They literally have a goal that they want and they didn't achieve it. Show them that you can get it, create value and,
yeah.
you know, get them to work with you.
Quick break in the episode, guys. I just want to ask you one question. Are you running a business or are you working a job? Running a business means thinking like a business owner, having systems that do all the grindy work for you, a service that's guaranteed to get your clients results, social media and referrals that are driving business to you, and getting leads that you always close. If instead you feel like you're lost, you're stuck, you're at the mercy of your clients, you're just working another job. If that's you, you need to check out Standout PT. It's our signature education program, a 26-week online course designed to take you from working a job to actually running a business. The average coach that goes through Standout PT and completes all the modules gets a 300% increase in revenue inside their business. We have weekly workshops, weekly Q&As, and over 30 units for you to go through, all with text and video to make sure you're totally covered for everything you need in your business. Just head to stcfit.com, navigate to the Standout PT page, and book yourself a free, no obligation discovery call and see if Standout PT is right for you. Back to the show.
Online?
Online
is... Don't have a call list? What do you do?
Online is a totally different beast.
Yep.
I think outside of the engagement stuff that I said about like kind of with your clients, you need to find ways to have conversations with people about their training. It's like it's a little bit more of a slow burn with your online audience. Like, so that's why you should always be trying to, like, you should always everywhere kind of be nurturing.
Yeah.
You know, your prospects and your audience, like just engaging conversation, having good chats and stuff. And then, you know, if you do need it, like I do have the confidence now to just like propose to people. It's just like, hey, you know, I've been watching you train for a while. You've been speaking about this, this and that. I know I can help you with this. Like, why don't we start now?
Yeah.
You know, let's jump on board with a call and stuff. So again, just working on that traffic light system of your like potential leads.
Yeah.
Just use the ones that are like green. You have the most confidence in just like saying, hey, like, I think we should do this. Like you said, like the when you're coming back thing.
Yeah.
It's like, when are we doing this? Like, yeah. you know, I think that that's tremendously valuable. Strategies you can get to get more conversations and traction. I think something like a giveaway mm-hmm. is really easy.
Yeah.
You know, and it's such a minimal investment in terms of time and effort for you as the business to just go like, hey guys, you know, we're doing a giveaway. This is the competition. You can win a 12-week coaching package with me,
yeah.
two sessions a week or whatever you wanted to do.
Yeah.
Especially, oh, sorry, this is for an online coach. So you could even do either an way. online yeah. coaching package.
Yeah.
And then it's like, here's how to enter, et cetera. You have, what, how many people will enter that? Like 20, yeah. 30, 40, 50? Like, mm-hmm. who knows? So now you have however many people enter that competition, they all want something.
Yeah, they all want coaching. They want to work with you. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. I would buy your product. Well, I would use your product.
I am interested enough. I trust you enough
yeah.
to work with you.
Yeah. So the only yeah. friction right now
is the financial
is the willingness to hand over money, and that's it.
Agreed.
So yeah. I think that's a huge one, and I think people miss how. So I actually did something a little bit different when I went to the wave loading. I posted that I was going to put it on the app. And I was like, who would want to actually do like a train with me program? And I was like, I feel like such a wanker saying this. Like, come and do my program and train along with me. But I was like, fuck it. It's a good neutral program. It's not hyper specific.
Yeah.
Everyone can kind of do it.
Absolutely.
Change it to however you need to. I got two clients just from asking who would want to do my program.
Yep.
And just messaged them being like, really? Like, what's going, like, what, where are you at? Yeah. And then them being like, yeah, doing your program's dumb. Like, I need to check in. I need
support. I need more specific.
It's like, yeah, let's just fucking do coaching.
Yeah.
Like,
that was the pre-contemplation, didn't really know what they needed, action, didn't know what kind of action it was.
Yeah. And just pull that friction down for them. Yeah.
Yeah. And you just threw it out there and they just had to react really easily and be like, yep, that's me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, one thing I did so easily, and like, I know, granted, there were more eyeballs on the phones.
Mm.
But I did the same thing to build my online business. Like, I put a lot of propositions out there of like, you know, tap this if you wanted to. Are you interested in this? Like, you know, do you have this goal? Do you not have a program? And I just put a poll.
Yeah.
And if they didn't answer, if they answered in a way that was like they didn't have a program or something, I would just contact them.
Yeah.
But like, hey man, like, just saw in your poll, like, you didn't have a program. Like, you know, what's going on there? Like, what are your goals in the gym and stuff? You just kind of start chatting.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, oh, hey, well, you know, if you want to, if you want a program, you want to work towards these goals, if you're sick and tired of being frustrated with this, it's like, let's jump on a call and I'll take you through like how we can, you know, kind of make this happen.
I think another thing that you need to be conscious of is the expectations and standard that you set yourself for all of this stuff. Like, we're saying this like you're going to get 100% hit rate in every person you speak to is going to
hell
work.
No.
If you went to an agency, you're looking at somewhere anywhere from 10 to max 50%, more than likely somewhere between 15 and 25% is an agency's claim lead, which means they've actually opted in, not a dry message, lead to sale.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you want, I'm just going to make it easy for math. If you want 15 new clients, you have to send 100.
100.
You have to get 100 of those opt-ins.
Yeah, and not as many people will see it as an opt. You won't get 100% opt-in to see it.
Correct.
That could be 50%. So then you need to see, 200 people need to see it. It could be more than that. It probably is exponentially more than that.
Yeah, I think opt-in rate, even on a landing page, an opt-in rate over 5% is really good. 10's phenomenal. So like our benchmark for our landing page is 10%.
There you go.
For a free thing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So if you're looking at online numbers, and you're looking at your James Smiths and you're all that kind of stuff, like how are they doing it? It's like, well, if they want 100 sales and they've got a 20% opt-in to sale rate, because they would be pretty efficient with that. So they're going to need 5 times the amount of opt-ins than they do want sales.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the opt-in rate from the landing page is going to be somewhere around another 10 times that, because it's 10%. Then how many people, at what percentage of click-through rate? 5% is dominating.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's wild. Yeah. It's like 20 times that. So you're starting with some kind of number that those guys are running at, like, okay, so 10,000 people. And that's why where people like, oh, I got a viral reel and it did nothing.
Mm.
And it's like, well, that's even lower.
Yeah.
Like 10,000 people saw your reel. What percentage of them are actually turned into a follower? What percentage of them are actually interested in everything else you do?
The reel, yeah.
Not just that one piece of content that was whatever.
Yeah, I agree.
And then how that trickles down into actual sales. Like, I suppose someone during the week who's like, her and her friend do really similar content. They actually create it together often and post almost the same stuff quite often. And she had a viral thing just fucking take off. Her friend did. Crazy amount of followers. But business metric wise, the smaller account is doing better.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah, what do you want to quantify? Like, yeah, what numbers do you want to work with? Do you want to work with the ones that kind of cure the dopamine hit, or the ones that kind of
pay
help
the bills,
with the business growth?
Yeah.
And put money in your pocket.
Yeah. Which is like, it's hard because I'm sure people would look at us and be like,
yeah, like 5,000.
All the pages
kind
of have that 4 to 5K.
Yeah.
Why don't you have 10, 50? Yeah. How are you going to teach me? It's like, well, we've run 7-figure businesses on 4,000 followers.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I remember I was at the gym once and someone asked me like how many followers I had. And I said, I don't give a fuck. I said, I've run a multi 6-figure business for fucking ages. And I said, and I've made well over 100K for as far as I can know.
Yeah.
I didn't realize this dude had like 100 something thousand followers.
And yeah.
Just the way he responded.
Yeah.
He was just
yeah.
like, oh, okay. All right. Yeah. And I was like, just so relaxed when I said it and just like, and walked away. And I was like, well, it's just kind of true. Like, you can have a micro influence and a good kind of strong community.
Yeah.
That's why I don't think it's that important. Like, there's people that probably have less followers than us that engage more too.
Agreed. Yeah. You know, 100%. We work with them all the time.
Yeah. Accounts where it's just every post is just comments and whatever. And it's like, that's really what is going to long-term kind of drive traffic to your business and stuff.
We have people come through Standout. It's like, oh, I open up their Instagram and have 500 followers. Cool. I'm like, how many online clients you got? Like, oh, like 25, 30. I'm like, god damn. Like, look at you.
Absolutely.
Where most people be like, oh, I need to have 10,000 followers to have
and there'd an be online business. There'd be accounts that are like 10, 20, 30. I even reckon there's ones in the hundreds.
Bigger. Yeah, they have no clients.
They have no... They're not making a full-time wage off online coaching.
Yeah.
Like, they're definitely not. Yeah.
And this is... And a lot of this is the difference. It's...
Yeah.
It's understanding... It's funny. It's really easy to start playing the social media game and forget what you're actually doing.
Yeah.
What are you at? Why are you actually on social media? Because it's so addictive.
Yeah.
And like, I used to say early Instagram days, like if I didn't have a business, I wouldn't have social media. Like I wouldn't use Instagram.
Mm.
Now, I use it a lot. And you start to get into this trap of like, I'm in the Instagram vortex and I'm playing the Instagram game, not the business game.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what's the business game?
Yeah.
Post stuff that people interact with, start a communication. That communication becomes a conversation about a consult. You have a consult, you make money.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And obviously the other side of that's creating community and meeting people and all that kind of stuff, which is cool. Yeah. But yeah, it's people lose sight of why they're there a lot, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah. And one thing we didn't touch on is like, if you are wanting online clients, like you've got to show up online a lot.
Yeah.
Like you can't show up just like once every now and then, throw away post and, you know, just like, hey guys, I'm here. Like even just like you can tell the people that need business.
Yeah.
Because they only show up like every 12 weeks.
Yeah.
And they only do the calls to action.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's no resources, nowhere to send people if they're not taking clients on.
Yeah.
Like if we're not taking clients on, like we're not aggressively like saying, hey, coaching's up, but it's like, get this resource, go here, do this, listen to the podcast. Like there's all this free stuff that we're still, you know, motivated to give people because we're still just passionate coaches that want, you know, to help whoever it is that we work with.
And I've literally just done that.
Mm.
So like leading into... having Elijah was like...
Yeah, but your whole like business still did it.
Well, that's what I mean. It was like 4 weeks out. I was like, I don't really want... This is it for me.
Yeah.
Like, I think I took someone on with 2 weeks to go.
Yeah.
And it was the same. I had two people come in that had to change coaches for whatever reason and had planned comps and needed help.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm 100% doing that. That sounds fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So, took them on with the caveat like, hey, I'm going to disappear for... 2 weeks, 4 weeks is going to be rough, but I'll be here and your programs and stuff will be done.
Yeah.
Outside of that, I was like, I'm not asking anyone for clients. Even at the start of the episode, I said, like, next week I'm going to start leaning into it for the week after.
Yeah.
Because I can. The goal has just been relevance.
Yeah.
I'm still in the gym. Here's my selfie. I'm still making content. Here's my carousel.
Yeah.
I'm still alive. Here's a picture of me doing dad stuff.
Yeah,
like
it's
just still like
still active.
I still exist, and that's absolutely. On my page. The business is still pumping.
Yeah,
the podcast still comes out twice a week.
Resources are there.
I still have a free resource in my link.
Mm.
Like it's all still pump. Next couple of weeks, it'll be like, okay, guys, now I'm back. You all know I've been away.
Yeah,
you all know I haven't taken on any clients. Mm. You all know I've been quiet. I'm back. Anyone who's been watching, now's your time.
Yeah.
So, if you are at capacity and you're not searching for business, you have to behave the same way.
Yeah, because it's not a... as much as we would like to provide that turn on, turn off situation, like it's not that immediate online. It is, and it's...
Unless you're doing paid and it's good.
Well, yeah, that's and right. Even then. Yeah, and you have to have the budget for that, and
yeah,
you know, the budget's got to be pretty substantial. So yeah, and then it's like in the gym, it's way more immediate. It's like walk up to someone and talk to them.
Yeah,
you know, pick up the phone and speak to somebody.
And that, I think face to face, you can get away with it because you can just go get on the phone.
Yeah, of course.
Like
yeah.
That's what I always did.
Yeah,
I know you always had on the floor someone you could be like, hey.
Yeah, I was always kind of like. In always, of course, I spoke to so many people. I'm just like, right, this one's next.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm just gonna just see.
Yeah,
they always worked out really well.
It's so funny. I spoke to Jess during the week, and I was telling her that Elijah cried all the way home from Shep. Mm. So he saw more people in a day than he's seen in his entire life. Yeah. It was just so like, I've fucking had it, bro. And Jess just goes, oh, so he's like his dad then, just introvert, shut down, I've had enough.
Yeah.
<I'm> like, yeah. A gym full of people, there's too many humans.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's face to face, I think it is tap on, tap off a little bit more than online.
Another quick break in the episode because we have a new service for you guys. We know your Instagrams suck. You're not getting the leads you want. You're not getting the engagement you want, even though you're spending hours per week on content. STC's Instagram management service is designed to take the stress out of guessing what you need to put on social media, give you direction, and actually start getting the leads you want and deserve in your business. We can even do the content creation for you. All you need to do is head to the stcfit.com, navigate to Instagram management, book a discovery call, and we can work through what you're doing well, what you need help with, and find a solution for you.
Yeah, it's a few more options. A few more ideas you could have is like a competition, obviously.
Yeah.
Make sure the prize is worth, you know, like the admission for it too. So you could all sit there and kind of put together a prize that's worthy of someone entering, you know, like a competition to do whatever it is for a period of time. You can do that inside the gym as well. Like people do challenges and stuff that are, you know, we don't do challenges too often, but we do work towards goals and have events and stuff. So we do our photo shoots and, you know, the lifting days and the charity events. Like you kind of have something similar, just like, you know, it can be a transformation and they get something, whatever. Mm. And then you have like an information night, you have all these people come, they sign up, you can do it online, you can have a Zoom, like whatever.
Yeah.
Every person that enters puts their email in, you know, has their contact details. You have the ability to call that person and sign them up for either whatever program it is that you're doing, or you can upsell them to one-on-one coaching and they get the program at the same time.
For free, yeah. I just did exactly that with a trainer from Standout. We basically, he's at a stage now where he's kind of reached this threshold that he can't crack. He's done one round of paid and it went really well, face-to-face.
Yeah.
Small town, just super
niche-y
to be able to just tap into that. So, but he was like, I got aspirations to open a gym and I got this. I don't really want to like just throw money at these ads and I'm not working and then I'll be stressed and blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, so we need a way to raise the funds for you to
do the marketing.
Try the marketing.
Yeah.
And so we were like, okay, so let's run a challenge. And then we called it Not Another Challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
And designed it with the intent of like, it's not a bullshit thing. There's experts coming in to present. So he was able to hire a venue, a photographer, three STC team members for workshops. So huge value.
Mm.
8 weeks. I think there's four workshops, three in-person events. Mm. And then at the end, they're doing like a push-pull Metcon, similar to what we're going to run mid-year.
Yeah, I know who this is now.
Yeah. and I think he ended up, I think we went around $100-ish for the entry, which is cheap.
Absolutely.
Paid for all of them and had 28 tickets.
Yeah.
So he walked away with 6 weeks worth of
marketing.
Paid marketing value, like cash that he didn't
have before.
Have to lose. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And he gets to run this cool event and he got new clients out of it and it's going to be huge branding. For branding and he's going to get so much content out of it and he gets to keep those recordings and give it to his clients as resources.
Mm. Value.
And it's fun for him and he can look at like, okay, what's it like to
providing opportunities together. For his staff. Like, you know, they're happy, retention's better.
Yeah. It's clients just, will be like, there's so much value in this. This is way better. My outcomes are better. Mm. They're going to be at events. They're going to be tagged. They're going to be shared. They're going to like... so much upside to it.
Yep.
But I think a lot of people just look at it and go, ah, it's work.
Yeah.
They just put boundaries in front too much, I think.
Yeah, or there's that, just the fear of no one coming. You know, so you run the information night.
Yeah.
And no one comes. It's like, oh, well.
Yeah.
Like, someone will come eventually.
Yeah.
Work out why they didn't, you know.
Out of that 28, I think like 20 of them were clients.
Yeah. Again, the ability to upsell.
Yeah. And I think the people that came... So, think about it this way, right? Say you run it and only your clients do it. You get every benefit that we just said.
Yeah.
The content, the shares, the results, the buy-in.
Community.
All of that. Yeah. You get it. Mm. Then you run an information night and a few people come. In our experience, and it happened in this example, and every time we've ever done it, 50% of the non-clients in the room become clients.
Yeah.
So, you ran an information night, and you got four people come. And your average client weekly is 110?
Yes.
For 12 weeks?
Yeah.
What's that? $1,400?
Yeah.
So, you made $1,400 times two.
Yeah.
$2,800 for an information night. And then you run the challenge with your clients. Mm. That's worst case scenario. Yeah, we've had people coming, but absolutely. Fuck me.
Well, we've had people in standout. They're like, oh, I ran the workshop. It was great because I signed up 100% of the people that came.
Yeah, it was one.
But one person came. Yeah. And then I'm like, how many people registered? Oh, like 10. I'm like, you have their phone number, you have their email. Like, he's like, yep, I'm doing individual because they just couldn't make the time.
Yeah.
So it's okay, reflect in the future. Maybe we do a different time. Maybe we pick a different day of the week.
Yeah.
But at the very least, you did the right thing of being able to contact these people who would not have put their name down to go to that event if they weren't interested in, like we said before with the giveaway, getting something from you and doing something with you.
Mm. Yeah, I think like, a little bit of inside sports. I think this has been useful that like, oh, Jason, Ben have to look for clients sometimes too. Like, and the industry is a bit slow and those kind of, I think it's important for people to feel like that because you go on Instagram and everyone looks like they're killing.
Yeah. It's like, they just got so many clients and yeah.
Yeah. So a little bit inside sports for us. There's times when we're going to workshops interstate. We're like, this is not good. Like, we're losing a lot of money on this trip. Yeah. And Dad's sitting on the computer going, boys, what the fuck are we doing spending all this money?
Pits and piles, we call it.
Yeah. And then you get to the event and there's three people in the room you don't know. Mm. And for us, like, granted, it's a different product, but it's like one of those sales pays for the trip. Mm. So it's just like that one person that comes into the room.
Yeah.
That's like, okay, so net. We came out positive because we never would have got that sale.
Yeah, and if we don't go and you try and use that kind of investment in just like marketing in general, it's like how many relationships are you building? How much impact are you getting? How much branding do you get? Like,
yeah,
it's hard to just go, oh, the ROI is that if we pay for this trip and we go that we get a return back on the day.
Yeah.
Like that's not kind of how business works, it unfortunately. Can't work like that. Yeah. So you...
Yeah.
Yeah, the pits and piles explanation's the best. It's like you spend money and put yourself into a pit. But then at some point that return, you get an ROI on that and then it makes you a pile, but you're already in another pit because you've used that money that you've already kind of were supposed to make to do something else and you're trying to, you know, kind of get this thing to compound.
Yeah. And you were talking about earlier at the start, like the person that talks to everyone, like having that one person that talks to 10 people. There's a workshop that we did that we were iffy about that a client came and brought a friend. That friend stayed forever, has done lots and lots of work with us, and referred no less than four, maybe more, people.
There you go.
So it's like that event, we were like, oh, this is touch and go, and we stayed in a really shitty house. No, that was the Good House weekend.
Oh, yeah. But either way.
Which just means we spent more money, which made it more stressful. That's why we stayed in the shit house the next time.
We didn't want to go home to the shit house. Remember when we were sitting out the front of Frango's?
Yeah.
Do we go back to the house? Tam and I are like, no.
No. And that turned into...
Yeah.
Like, yeah, what's that? Five, like nearly 30, well, actually more than that. Close to 50K.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have happened because that chain effect. So it's, you've got to take those risks.
Yeah. I don't think any other, like, every small business that's growing and has the intention to grow is utilizing that mindset.
Yeah.
They're never just like, and if they're not, you're referencing the 1% that shouldn't be used as an example. It's like, oh, I just put an Instagram post up and it went viral and then now I'm popular.
Yeah.
And I've got a, you know, I can just put out a call to action and get clients. It's like, that's not the norm for business and growing your business. It's like, yeah. It's exposure, it's branding, it's getting out in front of people.
Yeah.
It's always engaging with your community. It's putting out good content. It's showing up.
Yeah.
And it's like just this ball of productivity that's precise that you just push.
Yeah.
And if you don't push it, trying to get that momentum when you need it is so hard.
Yeah.
You know, which we've been guilty of in the past.
Yeah. I think it's, I know a lot of the friction around doing it is confidence and a bit of imposter syndrome.
It's also, what do they call it? Instant gratification. Because it, like,
that's where I was going next. It's like, okay. Is it, so a lot of it is that, right? It's like, I'm not confident enough. I'm scared. I'm whatever. Like, there is definitely a part of that. But there's also got to be just like, let's look at today. This one will probably be an hour. The one before was almost an hour and a half. With two more episodes this afternoon, literally wiping an entire day.
Yeah.
For me, it's an hour each way. For you, it's 2 minutes. But think about, okay, so you, it's, and
four,
I...
four missed meals for me.
You and I go into a room for 8 hours, and our only purpose is to sell. What happens? Probably get a decent outcome. But we really like this.
Yeah.
And I really like talking to whoever's listening right now and knowing that it's helping. And knowing that it's making a difference and knowing that we're contributing beyond just that.
Yeah.
And the workshops are the same. I love the idea of meeting people interstate that say, like, I listen to the podcast, I feel like I know you. That, I'm just like,
yeah, it's nutty.
That is wild. And the relationships and like walking into powerlifting meets and knowing half the room, even though I'm barely involved in powerlifting, I show up and coach my clients and go home. Like, yeah. I'm not in the scene. Like, all of those types of things are really, really valuable. So you've got to ask, why are you doing it?
Yeah.
Like, are you just training people in your gym to train people in your gym to, is that your job? And that's fine. That's totally okay. And you might, I think it'd be harder to overcome that, like, I'm scared, I've got imposter syndrome, things are a little more challenging, if you're that person.
Yeah, I agree.
You're going to step out on the limb because it's not, the upside's not high enough. The upside's only potential financial gain.
Yeah, of course.
Then it's like, well, I'll just do something else.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Like, there's probably a better way to make
money. Yeah.
But if I actually want to build community, engage with people, build a brand that long term, it's funny, I had a conversation with someone we met at the James Smith workshop. I think I spoke to them for 5 minutes, you were there for maybe another five after that. But as we do, asked all the questions because no one else in the audience wanted to ask questions. And then they obviously jumped on and started following the content. And she said to me, I said to my friend, these guys are going to make it. Doesn't matter, I don't know how long it will take or what's the, but they're going to make it.
Yeah.
Because it's, and it's just, again, it's just because we're doing stuff.
Yeah.
Putting stuff out there. You're trying to help.
Look down the feed. It's always been, hasn't always been great.
Yeah.
But it's always been something. There's never been extended periods of time when it stops.
Correct. Yeah.
We've got people going away. The key integral people of our team, we're planning now.
Yeah.
So that we have, it's not a, oh, we'll just take a break. We're showing up. Like, we're sticking to the plan. There's a strategy. We have to adopt it. You know, and there's so many times, there's so many things in business that you will do the first time and get nothing for that you have to continue to do.
Yeah.
You know, even when, like, we were trying to build our books to go online full time, you know, it's like you make the call to action, you make the resource, you make the post on Instagram, the poll or whatever. Sometimes you get nothing.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get radio silence. Like, you spend this time, you make this guide and you do all this stuff and it's like, you know, five people download it.
Yeah.
So what?
And they don't open it.
Yeah, they don't open it. Then no one goes to where you want them to. But it's like, okay, so it's like the implementation of that needs to be looked at. But it doesn't mean you don't do anything.
Yeah.
And that's where people just go, well, what's the point in doing it? I may as well do nothing. It's like, doing nothing is fucking worse, dude.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And it's so hard. The other thing too is like, it's so hard to measure the outcomes.
Of course.
So I've got another couple of guys who are in standout. Are on their third campaign, like resource-based campaign drive.
Yeah.
4 to 6 weeks, PDF-based, drive. First one, nada.
Yeah.
Nada. And I was like, what happened? Like, what? Went through all of it, asked them, like, okay, so how often were you posting your CTAs? Like,
the day it released?
Yes, like they posted it the day it happened, got nothing. So I was like, ah, oh, fuck this. Still put all the content, still followed through. It was still there. Yeah. But the CTA was missing.
Yeah.
Okay. Next time the CTA was a little better, they got a little bit more engagement. Third time, it's a little better. So there's a little bit more CTA. So it's a little better again. But on the backside of that, like they've got, and I'm not saying it's from the campaign, they've got like been invited to a school to present. They've got potential to expand their business now. They're looking at contractors. They're looking at all these different like pathways. And both of them, like, I have too many clients because it just went, it's not, they didn't necessarily, when you look at like the funnel, download the resource has a call to action, that call to action's a call, here's the booking link. They didn't maybe go all the way through that, but they were like, these guys show up with quality content for 12 weeks in a row on a specific topic, on a specific problem that helps.
Yeah. Yeah, giving away good quality stuff for free that's impactful.
You know. And then when you speak to them, like, oh, I saw your training and it looks good. And you're like, oh, so all of that work I did had nothing to do with this sale because they just looked at my training stuff. It's like, no, they saw, that's easy to say. That's low friction entry in a conversation.
There's a lot of stuff that they've looked at.
But there's all this noise behind that's giving you authority that I care about what your training looks like.
Absolutely.
Because if there's nothing, it's just like, it's just another guy lifting weights or another girl lifting weights.
Yeah, and just selling sets and reps.
Yeah. So that one-to-one is not going to be real.
No.
Accepting that's important.
Yeah.
And then, understanding the, you'll the play flow
a longer,
on.
Yeah, a longer game. Keep the movement even when you don't have the spots. Because I think that's the toughest part. When things are going well. When things are going well, you drop the ball on that, or you just like, because you're picking up workload over here, it's like that workload takes away from the work over here. It's like, kind of shouldn't.
Yeah.
Like, it should just be that work over here is different.
Yeah.
Like you said before, it's just like, well, okay, well, I just need to nurture what I have.
Yeah.
You know, not bring anything more in.
Yeah. So it's amazing how many personal trainers can, no matter what, go to the gym 4 times a week. But not post 4 times a week.
Yeah. But, well, yeah, it's just, I agree, but it's like, that's not hard for them anymore.
I agree.
So they shouldn't be applauded for that.
I know.
Yeah. So it's like, they need to now adopt a skill that, and a habit.
Yeah.
Or a bunch of habits that make showing up. Like,
but it's just, it's the blind spot that's fascinating. Because I have had it and have it in different areas too, where it's like, I know my goal is going to take, as a personal trainer, most training fitness goals we set is like at least 6 months, if not a year, sometimes 5 years. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
This is the thing that I'm
dedicating
myself to over a long period of time. And then they sit down with a client and they're like, oh, I want to lose 10 kilos in 5 weeks. And they're like, well, that's not fucking sustainable. You need to learn to make this part of your lifestyle and part of who you are and your identity and what you do. And then you're like, so,
yeah.
How's your socials and your business track out and your budget? And
how many sessions, how many clients do you have? How much money did you make last week? Yeah, I get it. There's so many parallels.
Wild.
Yeah.
Just the, And it's not a, I'm not attacking. It's just like the blind spots that we can have of one behavior that's the same as the other that we're like, no, but they're not the same thing.
Yeah, because it's a totally different emotion and a totally different level of confidence. They're just like, don't think about them as very similar behaviors, but they so are.
Yeah.
It's like that one workout doesn't make you bigger, doesn't make you stronger, just that one.
Yeah.
No, neither does the first resource, the post, the call to action, the story.
Yeah.
But the more it's exactly you do of the them, same. Yeah, the better it is.
Sweet.
All right.
That was it. That was totally not even at all what I was going to talk about today.
We've got one in
whatsoever,
the bank.
So it's gone in my notes.
I've been doing great hijacking your episodes lately.
Nailed it. That's good. It's really helpful. I'm not going to lie. was from the sleep episode before. What was it? A decrease in innovation by 40%?
Yeah, yeah. True. Yeah, yeah. There you go. Gotcha.
But yeah, so next Learn episode, we can drop a teaser. Unless we have anything else pressing, we'll probably talk about Gold Coast.
Yeah.
But we're also going to talk about scaling.
Awesome.
We've got a handful of people at the moment that are putting on, starting to put on coaches inside their team.
Awesome.
We also have a licensee education program for that. So you basically, because we've been doing it for so long, we have a system that is how we induct, train,
educate,
manage our team that you can basically pull over to your own business and leverage 70% of it. And then we help you create the other
30. Yeah.
So yeah, we'll talk about that in the next episode. If that's a pathway that you're looking at, as if you've got that full book, how do you expand and use your knowledge and do all that kind of stuff?
Love that.
But for right now, Standout PT is open. So there's spots available in there. All you need to do is go to the link in the bio or just go to sccfit.com, check out Standout PT, put your details in. You can book an appointment straight away or just put your details in and I'll contact you and we'll figure out a time. Yeah, lots of new people coming through at the moment, which is great. Exciting. Very always fun. I think that's it that's going on at the moment.
Yeah. We just got to get to the Gold Coast.
Yeah. Just got to make it.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.
See you later.